We've seen a lot in this presidential race the last month or so. How do parents talk to kids about the events in this presidential race?
Yeah, well, I think it starts with kind of finding out what they know, what they've seen. Hopefully, depending on the age of our kids, we're shielding them from, you know, some of it, some of the media that we can control, some of the images and things like that, while still trying to talk to them about, you know, politics and civic responsibilities and different issues. You know, I think we want to focus on what we can do to make change, and also, you know, why politics can be such a, you know, a very controversial kind of thing.
We've seen an assassination attempt. We've had a change on the top of the Democratic ticket. And also, we've seen a lot of vitriol, if you will, in this presidential race. How do we explain to kids, as we teach them kindness, that grown-ups aren't always kind?
Yeah, well, I think that it's difficult. We can start with what we can control. We can talk about the values and the things that we are trying to instill within our homes, within our schools, within our community. I think reminding them that a lot of what we see and hear are from very, you know, different perspectives, and that people are, that there is a lot of anger. There are a lot of different opinions, but we can express them in ways that don't have to be like that. So kind of giving examples of how else could they have said or done these things? Why do these things happen? Why is there so much, you know, hatred and anger, and what do you see day to day versus what are we hearing about? So I think just having the conversations, you know, saying, yeah, this is hard to see and hear, and it makes you feel like you don't know, who to trust, or you know, that someone's going to get very angry about something. But I think pointing out, you know, some of the examples and modeling on a day-to-day how we can have disagreements about different topics, and that's still okay. We can try to listen and hear other perspectives.
And how should we address kids' questions about things like the attempted assassination of Donald Trump? Explain to them in a way that doesn't talk down to them, but gives them a sense of understanding of what's going on in this race.
Yeah. Well, we always say, let children's questions be your guide. So what are they asking about? Right. I mean, I think we also sometimes have to say, I don't know. I mean, after some of these, if a kid is saying, why did somebody, you know, assassinate Donald Trump, or attempt to assassinate Donald Trump, we can say, we don't, you know, this is what we know about the person and their background, but there's many reasons why, you know, people may engage in violence. It may be that they don't know another way, that they're so, you know, angry about things, that bad things have happened to them, that they don't care what happens to them. But this is, you know, emphasizing their safety and how we, you know, how in history that this has happened with some public figures, and that, you know, what's happened when these people have been found, and that, you know, this is something that we're always trying to, you know, work towards, is to prevent these kinds of things. I mean, with my own kids, I'm like, that's why I, you know, do what I do, to try to, you know, prevent these kinds of things. But we know that they're not, that they may still happen. So, you know, and if pressed for more details and things like that, I think we can say, you know, it's complicated. And what do you think? What have you heard? And, you know, particularly as kids get older, they're going to have their own opinions. They're going to, even young kids will, they're going to hear what they have to hear. And I think we respect, you know, what they bring forward. We correct them if there's misinformation, or if there You know, if they're just going into to rumors or things that have no basis and aren't helpful. But I think having the conversation, not being afraid to try to answer the questions to the best of our ability without, you know, frightening them, making them think that they are in this unsafe, unstable environment.